We continue our radiothon for the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust on All About the House this morning. Right now, we're very excited to welcome Dr. Paul Keddy to the program. Dr. Keddy lives in the Carlton Place area and has been a professor of ecology for over 30 years, teaching in Guelph and Ottawa. He's published over 100 papers and 6 books on plant and wetland ecology, among other subjects. Dr. Keddy, it's a pleasure to have you join us today.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really pleased to be able to participate. And as your introduction suggested, this is a topic near and dear to my heart.
Now, Dr. Keddy, when we look at all your work that you've done in ecology over your career and all the books that you've written, etc., I think it's truly safe to say that you're in love with nature.
Well, yes, I am. I grew up, went to high school in Carlton Place, and very much fell in love with the local environment then. And my career as a scientist has been mostly focused on finding out the rules for how natural ecosystems actually work, because it's always been my view, and what I teach my students is that you have to understand the scientific laws that make ecosystems work so we can manage them wisely. So the career has been hard science, but in my spare time, I've been certainly involved in trying to get natural areas protected.
Dr. Keddy, let's talk a little bit about the land that you have under a signed conservation agreement with the Land Trust. You and your wife, Kathy, put this together over a period of about 40 years, starting with a square mile of forest and then adding to it. It's now called the Keddy Nature Sanctuary, and that's one of the largest nature reserves in the Land Trust's portfolio. Tell us about the journey of this particular piece of property.
Well, that journey goes back quite a way. We bought the first piece of property even before we were married. We were engaged at least, but instead of going on an expensive honeymoon, we put a down payment on 100 acres of forest and wetland in Lanark County. Even though we were living in Halifax at the time, we were confident that one day we would get back here. And this 100 acres was quite special. When Kathy and I went in to first look at it, there was a huge wetland on there and a colony of great blue herons and the racket that they made and dozens of nests filled with little birds. It was just remarkable to see. And you have to remember that this was at a time when there were not strong laws protecting heronries or protecting wetlands. So we also knew, well, if we didn't buy this, anything could happen to it. So there we were. That was our first 100 acres, and then over our lifetime, various other properties came on the market, and we mortgaged ourselves to pick them up, spent most of our lifetime paying them off. We joke with our friends that it's true that we haven't had a beautiful cruise ship through Southeast Asia or something like that. Our money's gone into the land, but it's been a lovely adventure to have it here.
And just maybe describe, Dr. Keddy, about the actual fact then, it's going to be under the stewardship of the Land Trust for, I guess, all time, really.
Yes, well, that's the arrangement. I mean, we'll back up and say that it's a real responsibility owning a property like this because it's filled with other living beings. Frogs, salamanders, breeding birds, herons, ducks, fishers, bears. There's a whole community of living organisms here, and it's more or less our responsibility to care for them. So the issue for many landowners is what's going to happen when you die? The thought that after caring for this property for so long, that if we died, that someone could come in and start severing off lots or bulldoze it or log it or drain the wetlands, quite an upsetting thought. So we were looking around for options, and the Land Trust was created. And the way the Land Trust works is if you're in a position, and I think there are many people in Lanark County, who have beautiful properties, and they're in the same situation. They don't want it ruined when they die. So there's two options open right now. You can sign an easement, which is the route that we took at the time, which gives the land trust all conservation rights on the property. And as you say, in perpetuity. That's actually what the legal document says. So once we signed this document, it means that the land trust now is responsible for the health of the forests and the wetlands here. And the house can be sold, but whoever purchases it has to agree to abide by all the terms in the easement. As an amusing story there, the easement is renewable. It actually says 999 years renewable.
That's
who
a time
knows
period.
What the situation of the world is going to be in 999 years. But again, I joke with my friends that if you see me, if there's been a terrible accident on Highway 7, and you see me lying there on the side of the road waiting for the ambulance, you'll at least know that my heart is satisfied that I'm not lying there worried that someone's going to log my forest.
Mm-hmm.
Those big oak trees are going to outlive me.
Now, Dr. Keddie, of course, the Keddie Nature Sanctuary that you've taken care of now by the Land Trust, that's not the only property, of course, that they have in these situations. There's almost a dozen properties. Now, I'd like to maybe talk a little bit this morning about one of the latest ones, the newest addition called Marble Woodlands. Can you tell us a little bit about that, if you would?
Yes. Well, I'm glad you used the word portfolio in introducing it. The long-term objective of the Land Trust is to protect some of the finest landscapes we have in Lanark County, and this means taking gifts of either easements or outright gifts of properties, and the idea is that there will be a collection of these properties representing the different types of ecosystems that there are in Lanark County. So obviously we'd like some big pieces of wetland, we'd like some big pieces of forest, and other representative ecosystems. This new property is of interest for several reasons. If we can generally locate it, it's between Perth and Carlton Place, and it's on the north side of Highway 7. It's about in Ramsey Township, and it's 200 acres. The reason it's called Marble Woodlands is because it's got an unusual type bedrock, marble. So to back up here, we know that much of Lanark County is very rocky and much of it is Canadian Shield, which is a mixture of granite and gneiss. People are less familiar with that bedrock gneiss, G-N-E-I-S-S, but much of Lanark County is that rather than granite, although there's a mixture of the two. But those are very hard rock, and they're quite acidic, and that's why often they're forested still, because they're not really suitable for agriculture in most cases. So we also have another ancient type of rock called marble, and there's a particularly substantial outcropping of it north of Highway 7. And in fact, if you're driving toward Carlton Place, you will occasionally see these white rock outcrops, and some of these are marble. So the Land Trust was very happy when they were offered this property because it was the first chance to own forests and wetlands on marble. If I can say one more thing, the reason that the marble is important is because it's filled with calcium, and it turns out there's a very large number of plants that require calcium. So there's a whole group of Lanark County plants that do not grow at the Keddie Nature Sanctuary or the adjoining Salamander Forest, because these properties are over gneiss. They do, however, grow in the marble woodlands, so it's going to increase the number of species the Land Trust is protecting.
Okay.
And this new property has two major ecosystem types, a nice area of forest over marble, and also some most interesting wetlands.
Dr. Keddie, we're going to take a small break now on All About the House, but we'll be back to talk more about Marble Woodlands, the newest tract of land, under agreement with the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust. You're listening, by the way, today to a special edition of All About the House, raising funds for the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust. And to support their drive to legally protect and steward private lands within the Madawaska and Mississippi wilderness, you can donate today. They're taking donations. And the lines will be open at the Land Trust offices right through until 6 o'clock tonight. You can call at 613-253-2722. That's 253-2722. Or you can go online to MMLT.ca or click on the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust link at our website, which is at lanarkleadstoday.ca. We'll continue with more of this radiothon in just a moment here on Lake 88.